Amen. Well, I am disappointed as well as you that Brother DeCia was not able to minister to us tonight.
Že bratr Duciu nebol schopný nám predať tú sľubu dnešného večera.
So let us continue to pray for the DeCias.
Preto modlíme sa za Duciu.
That God would touch them and raise them up.
Aby sa ich Hospodin dotkol, aby ich pozdvihol.
The body really misses this wonderful ministry that they have.
Telu naozaj chýba tá ich služba, ktorú oni prinášajú.
And yet it seems that God is saying to the rest of us, we must rise up.
Ale zdá sa, že Hospodin hovorí zvyšku nám, že sa máme postaviť, pozdvihnúť.
We must become that many-membered body.
Musíme sa stať tým mnohoúdým telom.
This word and this message, this ministry cannot be carried by just a few.
Toto slovo a táto služba nemôže byť vykonaná niekoľkými ľuďmi, málo ľuďmi.
I believe the brother read yesterday that God is, his plan is to bring many sons into glory.
A verím, že bratr hovoril, bratr Martin, že Boží zámer je priniesť veľa synov do slávy.
Amen. I was quite strongly motivated early this morning.
Dnes ráno som mal silné nutkanie, silnú motiváciu.
I got out of bed very weary and very tired.
Ráno som sa zobudil a veľmi som bol unavený.
So weary I could hardly stand on my feet.
Takže som sa ledva postavil na nohy.
So I could, such that I could hardly see where I was going. And I have come to the conclusion that there was a devil that came to me in the night.
Uveril som tomu, že prišiel ku mne v noci nejaký duch, nejaký diabol.
In what I will call a dream.
V osne.
And in this dream, I was on a street in a dark part of town. You know, the sleazy part of town. And on the street there was a man that somehow got my attention. And he was a man that belonged in that part of town.
A ten muž patril do tej časti, alebo bol v tej časti mesta.
He was a shady kind of character of a man.
Bol taká podiemnelá postava.
And he called to my attention that he had some kind of a little contest that if I would like to be part of it, I could win great amounts of money.
Zaujal moju pozornosť tým, že mi hovoril, že má nejakú súťaž pre mňa a keby som ju vyhral, tak môžem vyhrať veľa peňazí.
All I had to do was push this little car 30 or 40 meters or something.
A všetko, čo bolo treba urobiť, bolo posunúť nejaké malé auto, otlačiť nejakých asi 40 metrov.
And the street looked quite level and it didn't look like there was any problem.
A tá ulica, po ktorej som ho mal tlačiť, vyzerala rovná. Nevyzeralo to, že by to bol nejaký problém.
And it was a little car, it wasn't a big one.
To bolo také malé auto.
So I said, sure, I should be able to do this.
Takže som povedal, určite, to by som mal zvládnuť.
Well, he said, you're going to have to pay $850.
A on povedal, musíš ale zaplatiť $850, asi 15,000 korun.
And what baffled me was, 850 doesn't sound like any kind of a spiritual number to me.
A to, čo ma tak trošku znechcelo, som si hovoril, $850, 850 neznamená, alebo sa nezdá ako nejaké duchovné číslo.
I looked it up, I can't find that number in the Bible, I can't even find 85 in the Bible.
V Biblii som 850 nenašiel, dokonca ani 85.
So it was just an amount of money, it was substantial, and yet it wasn't your life savings.
A boli to také peniaze, ktoré boli, to bolo to dosť peniazy, ale neboli to ani celoživotné úspory.
But it was enough that if you lose it, you know you've suffered a little loss.
Ale bolo to dosť na to, že keby ste o to prišli, tak viete o tom, že ste o nejaké peniaze prišli.
So I gave him the money.
Takže ja som mu tie peniaze dal.
And I said, okay, I'm ready to go.
A povedal som, dobre, som pripravený, idem do toho.
He said, oh no, no, not now.
On hovoril, ešte nie, počkaj.
You have to come back at a certain time later.
Musíš prísť o nejakom určitom čase.
I said, well, I'm ready to go now.
Ale ja som teraz pripravený.
He said, no, no, I have other people that are involved in this contest too, and so you're not the only one.
A on hovoril, ja ešte mám nejakých ďalších ľudí, ktorí sa toho zúčastnia, pretože si nie si sám.
Well, I came back later, and guess what?
Prišiel som neskôr, a dajte, čo sa stalo.
He was gone.
On tam nebol.
The car was gone.
Auto tam nebol.
There was nobody around.
Nikto tam nebol.
And I was rather upset at this.
A ja som bol dosť nepokojený a nahnevaný.
And I spent the rest of the night hunting this man down.
A zvyšok noci som strávil tým, že som tohoto človeka hľadal a skoro ako keby po ňom poloval.
I learned that his name was Artie.
Jeho meno bolo Artie.
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 Short for Arthur or Artful Dodger or something.
Asi skratka Artura. Artie.
He was a small-time crook.
Bol to taký malý zlodejček.
He'd been in prison and...
Bol vo vezení.
The police knew who he was.
Polícia vedela, kto on bol.
But they didn't know where he was either.
Ale nevedeli, kde bol.
And I was in the process of trying to buy a gun, and I was going to I was going to get it out of him one way or another.
Tak ja som už kupoval pistol alebo nejakú zbraň, ja som sa rozhodol, že to idem z neho nejakým spôsobom dostať.
So I did not have a restful night.
Takže moc som si v noci neodpočinul.
Well, I shared this with several of brethren. And
keď som sa o tom rozprával s niekoľkými bratmi.
The initial response was nobody seemed to know what kind of a dream this was.
Nikto na začiatku nevedel, že čo by to bol za sen.
But I have been doing a lot of thinking about this today.
Ale ja som nad tým dneska docela hodne rozmýšľal.
And I have come to several conclusions.
A prišiel som na niekoľko riešení.
I know we're not supposed to interpret our own dreams.
Viem, že by sme si nemali vykladať vlastné sny.
But it seems to involve things in my own soul, so perhaps I can speak about my own soul.
Ale vyzerá, že tento sen hovorí aj o mojej duši, takže budem hovoriť o svojej vlastnej duši.
First of all, I was taken.
Prvá vec, bol som... You were taken, deceived.
I was deceived.
Poprvé som na niekto dobehol.
I was tricked.
Dobehli ma.
Jacob got the better of me.
Jakob ma oklamal.
And secondly, I was asking myself, why was I deceived like this?
V druhom rade som sa pýtal, ako to, že ma takto podviedli.
Was it a love for a reward of some kind of money that I was really after?
Bolo to to, tá túžba po peniazoch, že som to takto nechal oklamať?
You see, I sincerely believe that in real life, I would never have taken such a situation.
V normálnom živote by som sa do takejto situácie nikdy nenechal namočiť.
I'm one to look for a bargain.
Ja hľadám dobrú cenu.
But I don't think I'd be that stupid. Amen. Maybe Rita will disagree with me. But the thing that came to me quite strongly is that there must have been something that appealed to me to depend on the arm of the flesh.
Ale zdá sa, že that would depend.
That I would depend on my own strength, my own flesh.
Ale zdá sa, že sa stalo to, že ja by som bol za spolahol sám na seba, na svoju silu.
And so I want to ask the question again.
Preto znova sa chcem opýtať.
And forgive me, brethren, because I think I asked this question back in May or June when I was here.
A odpustite mi, že sa budem pýtať znova, pretože už som sa ju pýtal tú otázku niekedy v kvietnu.
What will it take to deceive you?
Čo, koľko, alebo aká je hodnota tej veci na to, aby ste boli podvedení? Ako budete podvedení? Čo je tá hodnota pre vaše podvedenie?
You see, this was not a situation where somebody was doing signs and wonders and somehow I perceived that this must be of God. That wasn't what was going on here.
Nebolo to tak, že by niekto robil nejaké čári-máry a ja by som uveril, že to bolo Božia vôľa, že to bolo z Boha.
This would have said there must have been something within my own being that needed to be corrected before God.
Muselo byť niečo vnútri vo mne, čo muselo byť napravené.
And so, brethren, I suppose the next thought that came to me is when we come before the Lord.
Ďalšia myšlienka, ktorá mi prišla, bola, že keď prichádzame pred Pána,
can we be led to believe that we have the presence of the Lord sometimes when we don't have the presence of the Lord?
Môžeme byť tak oklamaní, že niekedy si myslíme, že sme v Božej prítomnosti a pritom nie sme v Božej prítomnosti?
And so I have to ask myself another question.
A preto sa musím opýtať ďalšiu otázku sám seba.
How much of what I manifest and believe to be of God is really the depending, really something of my own flesh?
Aké množstvo toho, o čom si myslím, že je Božia vôľa, Božie manifestovanie, alebo že ja manifestujem Boha, je v skutočnosti len moja telesnosť?
And I guess we think of church, we sometimes think of religion.
Keď premýšľame nad cirkvou niekedy, nad zhromaždením, tak rozmýšľame nad náboženstvom.
And another thought that came to me about this was, well, we take a certain amount of confidence.
Ďalšia myšlienka, ktorú som mal, je, že sme si do nejakej miery sami sebou istí.
Saying that I am not in the church system and they are deceived and therefore I will not be deceived because I am not in that system.
A táto istota je v tom, že si hovoríme, že ostatní tí sú v cirkvi, ale ja nie, ja som zo cirkvi vyšiel, z toho cirkevného systému. A preto nebudem podvedený.
And if they are deceived, and I believe many of them are, how did they get that way?
Keď oni sú podvedení, a ja nie som, a veľa z nich je podvedený, ako boli podvedení?
See, most of these moves started off as a genuine thing of God.
Pretože veľa z týchto cirkevných hnutí započalo ako práve Božie hnutie.
The presence of the Lord was in their midst at one time.
Božia prítomnosť bola v ich strede.
And somehow there must have been a change that came so gradual and so that they did not perceive what was happening.
A nejakým spôsobom došlo k zmene, o ktorej ani oni sami nevedeli. Nebola tak markantná.
You know, brethren, I believe it's probably less than one generation is all that it takes to fall away from truth.
Pravděpodobně to nezabere ani celou jednu generáciu, než může církev alebo hnutie církevné vybočiť od pravdy.
Dying out of spiritual gifts can happen so quickly.
Vymetie od duchovných darov, od darov sa môže stať tak rýchlo.
And one of the first spiritual gifts that will have to die out will have to be the gift of discerning of spirits.
A jeden z darov ducha, ktoré ako prvé vymierajú, je rozlišovanie duchov.
Because I have observed people that seem to be very joyful and having a good time and dancing and singing.
Pretože som videl ľudí, ktorí sa naozaj mali dobre, tancovali, radovali sa.
And they are totally deceived.
A boli úplne podvedení.
It is not God at all what is going on.
To, čo sa deje, v čom sú, vôbec nie je Boh.
And the thing that is so grievous to me is that people that I know are following after these things.
A tá vec, ktorá je tak smutná, je to, že ľudia, ktorých poznám, ktorí sú moji známi, tieto veci nasledujú.
Again, I want to ask myself, Lord, how will I not be deceived in these last days?
A sám seba sa musím opýtať, Hospodine, ako nebudem podvedený.
So go back to the question is, what will it take to deceive me?
A takže na to, aby som vedel, že ako nemám byť podvedený, musím zistiť, čo, čím môžem byť podvedený.
I used to say, well, it will have to be something that will look like the real thing.
Myslel som si, že by som mohol byť podvedený niečím, čo bude vyzerať ako tá pravá vec.
And I still believe that's true.
A stále si myslím, že je to pravda.
But somehow this dream seems to have added another dimension to that.
Ale nejakým spôsobom tento sen, ktorý som mal včera, k tomu pridal ešte iný pohľad.
There's probably something, some other ingredients in this that are involved in my deception.
Je ešte nejaká súčasť, ktorá keď sa pridá, tak môžem byť podvedený.
One of them has to be the belief that I can carry the thing on in my own ability.
Jedna z toho je viera v to, že som schopný tie veci sám si odriadiť. Sám si odriadiť vlastný život a veci.
Now, I wouldn't come right out and say it like that.
Ja by som neprišiel dopredu a tak toto povedal.
But there must be something within me that would believe it like that.
Ale niečo vo mne asi tomu takto verí.
You see, we would always say, oh, I will depend on the Lord. I will call upon His name.
Pretože my vždycky hovoríme, ja budem veriť Hospodinu, ja budem volať na Jeho meno.
But in the deep down in place within me, I would probably be saying, hey, no problem, I know I can do this.
Ale niekde vnútri by som si hovoril, to nie je problém, to ešte zvládnem.
So I want to look at some things in the Word of God tonight.
Chcem sa preto pozrieť do písma dnešného večera.
Some examples of, shall we say, deception.
Na niekoľko príkladov tohto podvodu.
Perhaps deceptive ministries, quote unquote.
Uvodzovka podvodných služobností.
Maybe I ought to just start right off with the thing that got me going back in the summer.
Možno by som mohol začať s tým, čo sa stalo v lete.
And just shook me right to the core of my being.
A otriaslo to so mnou veľmi intenzívne.
Just before we came to the Czech Republic, we were in Ireland, then Germany, and then in Czech Republic.
Predtým, než sme v lete prišli do Čiech, tak sme išli do Írska, do Nemecka, a potom sme išli do Čiech.
And when we were in Ireland, some of the brethren there good brethren, I might add, good God-loving, Spirit-filled brethren.
Niektorí z bratov v Írsku, a musím podotknúť, že to sú milujú Hospodina.
Said to us, what do you think about this fellow that's on the God channel?
Opýtali sa ma, čo si myslíš o tomto človeku, ktorý je na God channel, nejaký kanál televízie.
To television.
Televízia.
Well, I don't know anything about God channel. We don't have television.
Ja neviem nič o televízii ani o God channel, pretože nemáme televíziu doma.
So I don't know what's going on God channel.
Takže ja neviem, čo sa deje na God channel.
I said, I don't know, good or bad, I can't tell you.
Neviem, či dobrý alebo zlý, ja God channel nebudem.
Well, they said, come on over, we'll turn the television on and we'll get it for you.
Poď, my ti zapneme televíziu, poď sa na to pozrie.
Well, they got it for me. And I was quite shocked at what I had seen. And they said, well, this fellow is really doing something good, it seems. Well, I kind of held my hand over my mouth. And I promised that I would look into it before I make a judgment.
A povedal som, že si na to sa na to ešte bližšie pozriem predtým, než uskutočne nejaký súd.
I suppose God could use a man that looked like he climbed off of a big old dirty motorcycle.
Ja si myslím, že Hospodin by mohol použiť človeka, ktorý vyzerá ako keby práve zviedol z veľkej motorky.
Tattoos all over his body.
Tetovania po celom tele.
Things hanging from his ears.
Z uši mu zviteli veci na ušnice.
Hair looking funny, you know.
Vlasy sa ale zaujímavo smiešne.
I said, well, bless the Lord, I guess he can use anybody.
A ja som povedal, chvála Pánu, aj myslím si, že Pán môže použiť kohokoľvek.
And then when I got home, I found out that there were people that I knew that were really going for this thing in a big way.
A zistil som, keď som prišiel domov, že existujú ľudia, ktorí sú mojimi známymi, ktorí toto sledujú.
I mean, pastors were going down there to partake of that spirit.
Pastori za ním išli, aby sa vzdielali na tomto jednom duchu.
These are pastors who have once been open to the word that we preach. We have had our brethren in their meetings.
To sú pastori, ktorí niekedy počúvali toto slovo synodstva.
And I'm wondering what is going on.
A hovorím si, čo sa deje.
And they are saying, this is the move of God that has been promised to the world. This man is going to bring it in.
A oni hovoria, toto je to Božie hnutie. Tento človek priniesie to zasľúbenie, to Božie prisľúbenie.
And I'm thinking, my, that isn't quite the way I had expected it.
A ja som si hovoril, Takto som to zrovna nečakal.
Nevertheless, I think I need to look into this thing.
V každom prípade sa na to musím pozrieť bližšie.
So I got on the internet.
Išiel som na internet.
And brethren, I have a very slow internet service.
Ja mám veľmi pomalý internet.
It takes me a long time for one picture to download.
Pretože nedotrvá dlho, nestaví
But I spent the better part of a day
strávil som väčšinu dňa
researching this thing,
sledovaním a zisťovaním.
And I found out that things were not as they appear.
A zistil som, že veci nie sú tak, ako sa zdajú.
I found out that these tattoos did not come from a man when he was in the world living in sin.
Zistil som, že tie tetovania nepochádzajú z toho, ako ten človek žil minulosti, pred Kristom.
He got them 5 years after he was in ministry.
On sa nechal potetovať 5 rokov potom, ako bol a slúžil.
He had occult symbols in these tattoos.
Na týchto tetovaniach mal okultné symboly, okultné znaky.
He had the head of Jesus with a crown of thorns bottom side up on one arm.
Na jednej ruke mal hlavu Krista s trňovou korunou naopak.
With a subliminal demon in the beard.
A v jeho brade bol nejaký démon.
Now, you see, just one little glimpse on the television, you didn't know all this.
Keď ste sa pozreli na televíziu, do televízie len tak jedným okom, tak to nezistíte.
I found out that he had an angel named Emma, who was his spirit guide.
Zistil som, že he had an tattoo.
An angel
yes.
Named Emma, who was his spirit guide.
Že mal vytetovaného aniela, ženu, Emu, ktorá bola jeho
No, that wasn't on the tattoo.
To nebolo tetovanie, to bolo jednoducho aniel. Hovoril, že má nejakého aniela, Emu.
And this angel had been introduced to him by one of these Kansas City prophets.
A tento aniel mu bol predstavený jedným z prorokov z Kansas City.
And then I read in his own words on the internet how he met this angel Emma.
A potom som čítal na internete jeho slova a o tom, ako to stretol s týmto anielom.
And then it became unpopular to have a female angel, so Emma had a sex change.
A potom sa...
On his website, Emma went through a sex change. She became a he angel.
Potom už nebolo populárne, už nebolo v móde, alebo nebolo in mať ženského aniela, tak zmenila pohlavie Emma a už sa stala mužom.
I printed all this material that I got from the internet.
Všetko som si to vytlačil, to čo som našiel na internete.
And I began to pass it out to people that I knew.
A posielal som to ľuďom, ktorých som poznal, ktorých poznám.
They were very shocked.
Boli šokovaní.
And then one of the brethren came up to me and he said, "Can you give me more copies of this?"
A jeden z bratov mi povedal, "Môžeš mi prosím ťa vytlačiť viacej kópií?"
And I said, "Gladly, I'll give you more copies."
S radosťou, dám ti viacej kópií.
Okay, so the thing was exposed.
Tá vec bola odkrytá.
But that doesn't end the problem.
Ale to nie je koniec problému.
The problem is thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people were taken by this thing.
Ten problém je, že tisíce a tisíce ľudí sú podvedení.
The bigger problem is people that I know that I thought were listening to the sonship message were also deceived by this thing.
A ľudia, ktorí som si myslel, že počúvajú zvesť synovstva, sú podvedení práve týmto duchom.
And I tell you, brethren, that grieves me to the very core of my being.
A toto ma zraňuje do hĺbky duše.
It caused me to think.
Začal som si myslieť.
In the last days, when they say that brother will deceive brother,
že keď sa píše, že v posledných dňoch brat bude podmázať brata,
if these people that I know were deceived by this that seems so obvious to me,
že keď bratia, ktorých som poznal, sú podvedení takouto jasnou a očividnou vecou,
so obvious that they couldn't even look into it before they bought it,
taká vec, o ktorej sa očividne ani nič nedozvedeli predtým, než to celé zhodli.
Then what's going to happen when the big one comes?
Čo sa teda stane, keď príde ten veľký podvod?
The big one that is coming of Satan that is even more, far more clever than this stupid thing.
Ten veľký podvodník, ktorý príde a ktorý bude oveľa múdrejší a chytrejší a oveľa chytrejší.
And these people that I know are going to turn me in.
A títo ľudia, ktorých poznám, ma odovzdajú polícii alebo nejakým spôsobom zradia.
They will buy the thing that is coming on the whole world and say it's God, and then they will say of their brother, he is a devil. Me.
A to, čo uvidia v celom svete, povedia, to je Boh. A uvidia brata, ktorý cháže vec synovstva, povedia, to je diabol. To je bratr Marek.
Brethren, if you are not convinced now of the necessity to come into the fullness of sonship,
bratia, pokiaľ ste neusvedčení tej potreby dostať sa do plnosti synovstva,
you will not be saved any other way.
Nejakým iným spôsobom nebudete zachránení.
You will not have the power to overcome or resist this kind of thing.
Nebudete mať silu ani moc tejto veci odporovať.
Oh my.
Yes.
Well, let me get to the word.
Poďme, naše slovo.
Some of these deceiving ministries, quote unquote, from the Bible.
Niektoré z týchto podvodných služobností v úvodzovkách.
I'm thinking of Acts chapter 13.
Skutky apoštolov, kapitola 13.
Chapter 6.
Verse 6.
This is Saul and Barnabas now. Paul and Barnabas.
Pavol a Barnabáš.
And when they had gone through the Isle of Paphos, they found a certain sorcerer, a false prophet, a Jew whose name was Bar-Jesus.
A keď prešli celý ostrov až do Pafu, našli tam akéhosi čarodejníka, falošného proroka, Žida, ktorému bolo meno Bar-Jesus.
Look at the words in that verse.
Pozrite sa na tie slova v tomto verši.
First description, sorcerer.
Prvé vysvetlenie, alebo prvý opis toho človeka, čarodejník.
Luke said, he arranged these words in the proper order.
Lukáš tieto slova postavil v dobrom slovoslede, v dobrom poradí.
First of all, the man was a sorcerer.
Takže v tom verši napísané na začiatku čarodejník.
And frankly, I believe this is what was going on this television show.
A myslím si, že toto sa deje aj v tej televízii.
He was a sorcerer.
On bol čarodejník.
He was knocking people down.
Ľudí povaloval na zem.
And Christians have come to believe that knocking people down is a sign of God.
A kresťania si myslia, že to, že nejaký kazateľ ich povalí na zem svojou silou, že to je znak Ježiša.
Find it in here for me.
Nájdite mi to tu.
I mean, yes, I know Jesus knocked them all down when they came to arrest him, but that was not a Christian worship service.
Ja viem, že Ježiš, keď ho išli zajať, ich všetkých povalil na zem, ale to nebolo zhromaždenie uctievania Boha.
You know, the first time, Roman, where are you, brother Roman? The first time, weren't you with us when we went to Poland?
Brat Roman, nebol si s nami, keď sme išli do Polska?
First time, Janet and I, Roman, and I think Martina, we went over into Poland and we met with a small group of believers.
Prvýkrát sme išli pred mnohými rokmi sme išli do Polska ešte s Janet a s Romanom a Marty.
And I remember the question that the brother asked us.
Stretli sme sa s nejakými kresťanmi a pamätám si otázku, ktorú sa na ten brat opýtal.
He said, tell us something about, you know, what's going on in America.
Povedz nám niečo o tom, čo sa deje v Amerike.
Apparently they had television back then.
Asi mali televíziu.
He said, when we see these things on television, we see the people fall over backward.
Keď vidíme tie veci, čo sa dejú v televízii, ľudia padajú dozadu.
But when we read the Bible,
ale keď čítame Bibliu,
we find that when people were encountered by the presence of the Lord, they fell on their face.
Ale keď čítame Bibliu, tak tam je napísané, že keď sa ľudia stretli Božím duchom, tak padali na tvár, nie dozadu.
I said, I'm sorry, brother, I don't have any explanation for that. It's not of God.
Prepáč mi, brat, ale preto to nemám žiadne vysvetlenie. Toto nie je Boh.
And we are, in that sense, sorry that we even represent anything to do with America, if that's your impression of America.
A pokiaľ je toto tvoj dojem z Ameriky, tak sa veľmi omlúvame, že vôbec reprezentujeme tú krajinu.
So first of all, this man that Paul encountered was a sorcerer.
Takže prvá vec bola, že ten človek, ktorého Pavel stretol, bol čarodejník.
Secondly, he is called a false prophet.
V druhom rade sa mu hovorí falošný prorok.
Notice the word prophet is used here.
Všimnite si, že sa tu hovorí o proroku.
Okay. Thirdly, he is called a Jew.
V treťom rade je to Žid.
So here's a man who has grown up with a certain amount of training and information about the things of God.
Takže toto je človek, ktorý vyrástol s informáciami a s vedomosťou o Bohu.
And he's practicing sorcery.
A je čarodejník.
And his name is very interesting.
A jeho meno je veľmi zvláštne.
Bar Jesus.
Bar Jesus.
It means son of Jesus.
Znamená to syn Ježišov.
So even this name is quite interesting. He had a false name as far as what was going on in his life.
On mal aj falošné meno. Keď sa pozrieme na to, čo sa dialo v jeho živote.
And what was he doing is that he was withstanding the message that Paul was preaching.
A čo sa dialo je to, že odporoval tej zvesti, ktorú prinášal Pavel.
It says in verse 8, he withstood them, seeking to turn away the deputy from the faith.
A vo verši 8 sa píše, že sa im protivil.
You see, this kind of ministry is going to resist the kingdom, the sonship message.
Takáto služobnosť bude obstávať proti zvesti kráľovstva.
It is not compatible, the two of them.
Tieto dve nie sú kompatibilné. Nedajú sa spojiť.
And how did Paul deal with it?
Ako s tým Pavel jednal?
Pardon? Oh, by the way, you can help me out here. I don't mind. You can.
Prípad, že máte, že mi chcete pomôcť, tak môžete.
Tell me what you see here.
Povedzte, amen.
Paul, filled with the Holy Ghost, set his eyes on him.
Pavol, naplnený Duchom Svätým, sa na neho rázne pozrel.
You know, I like it that Paul was not depending on the arm of his flesh.
Sa mi veľmi páči to, že Pavel nespoliehal sa na svoju vlastnú pravicu, na svoju vlastnú telesnosť.
He did not depend on his own natural aspects of his own gifting and calling.
Nespoliehal sa na svoje darovanie, na svoje obdarovanie a povolanie.
He waited for the presence of the Holy Ghost.
Čakal na Božiu prítomnosť, na prítomnosť Ducha Svätého.
Just like in the way that he dealt with that girl that followed them.
Takisto ako jednal s tým dievčaťom, s tou ženou, ktorá ich nasledovala.
Cried after them.
za nimi kričala.
These men are servants of the Most High God.
Títo muži sú služobníci najvyššieho Boha.
Bring you the word of salvation.
Prinášajú vám slovo spasenia.
What the girl was saying was correct.
To, čo hovorila, bola pravda.
Some of the brethren would say, well, this man that I'm talking about, well, we need to judge his doctrine. We didn't find much wrong with what he was preaching.
Niektorí z ľudí by povedali, musíme preskúmať jeho doktrínu a to, čo hovorí, to, čo káže.
Well, there wasn't much wrong with what Balaam was preaching either in his prophecy.
To, čo Balaam kázal, tak v tom tiež nebolo veľa nesprávneho.
He was prophesying the coming of Jesus.
Balaam prorokoval príchod Ježiša.
Remember, he said, I hear the cry of a king in their midst.
Počujem volanie kráľa z ich stredu.
Nevertheless,
napriek tomu,
he was a false prophet.
Bol falošný prorok.
He had a perverse heart.
Mal prevrátené srdce.
Yes, amen. And so Paul said, oh, full of subtlety and all mischief, thou child of the devil.
A povedal Pavel, o ty plný všetkého lstí a všetkej nešlachetnosti, synu diablov.
Basically, the word child should read son of the devil.
V angličtine majú napísané dieťa diablové, ale malo by tam byť správne synu diablov.
You know, brethren, there are two kinds of sonship going on in this day and in this hour.
Existujú dve synovstva v tejto hodine.
There are sons of God that are coming forth.
Sú Boží synovia, ktorí vystávajú.
And Satan has his sons that are coming forth.
A Satan má takisto svojich synov, ktorí vystávajú.
Thou enemy of all righteousness, wilt thou not cease to pervert the right ways of the Lord. In other words, he said, you are making crooked, amen, the straight ways of God.
Nepriateľ každej spravedlivosti, či neprestaneš prevracať priame cesty pánové? V iných slovách, ty si ten, ktorý pokrivuje rovnú cestu hospodinovú.
You know, brethren, when we take the word of God and give it even a small twist, we are perverting it.
Bratia, keď zoberieme Božie slovo a iba trošku ho posunieme, tak ho prevraciame.
The word of God must remain in its absolute total purity.
Božie slovo musí zostať vo svojej absolútnej čistote.
Any time that we take it and twist it a little bit,
kedykoľvek ho zoberieme a trošku otočíme,
water it down a little bit,
trošku ho rozmielníme,
dilute it,
trošku ho rozriedíme,
we are corrupting the word of God.
Tak ho pošpiňujeme, tak ho prevraciame.
And so this man was considered an enemy of righteousness.
Preto tento človek bol považovaný za nepriateľa spravodlivosti.
Let me go back to chapter 8 of Acts.
Vráťme sa do kapitoly 8 skutkov apoštolov.
There was a fellow that Peter met.
Bol tam človek, ktorým sa stretol Pavel.
Now this is in Samaria. Philip had been in Samaria. He had been preaching the gospel in Samaria.
Filip bol v Samárii a kázal tam evanjelium.
But they didn't have the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Ale oni ešte nemali krst Ducha Svätého.
Listen though to what is going on in Samaria.
Čo sa deje v Samárii?
Without the baptism of the Holy Spirit,
bez krstu Ducha Svätého,
they were casting out devils.
Vyháňali duchov.
Miracles.
Zázraky.
No, come on, read it. It's in verse 6 and 7.
Vo veršoch 6 a 7.
Miracles. Unclean spirits crying with a loud voice came out of many that were possessed with them.
Vycházeli duchovia, kričali velikým hlasom, aj mnohí porazení a chromí boli uzdravení.
People with palsies and lame were healed. Oh, you read that already. Amen. And great joy in the city.
A veľká radosť v meste povstala.
My goodness. We've got the Holy Spirit. We've got the gifts of the Spirit.
Máme dary ducha.
And we're rarely even seeing these things happen.
A napriek tomu, že my máme dary ducha, tak veľmi málo tieto veci vidíme sa stávať.
It must be that God was present.
Vyzerá to tak, že Boh tam bol prítomný.
And so Peter and the brethren came to Samaria.
Peter a bratia prišli do Samárie.
Amen. And they met Simon.
A stretli sa so Šimonom.
It says in verse 9, but a certain man called Simon, who before time in the same city used sorcery and bewitched the people of Samaria, giving out that himself was some great one.
A nejaký muž menom Šimon, verš 9, prevádzal predtým v tom meste čary a plnil samárský národ úžasom, hovoriac o sebe, že je kýmsi veľkým.
So here's a man, and it says that they said of him, this man is the great power of God. Verse 10.
Vo verši 10. hovorili, že tento človek je veľkou mocou Božou.
And they held him in high regard.
A veľmi vysoko sa na neho pozerali. Si o ňom mysleli, že má veľké postavenie.
So the whole city, the whole region is deceived by this man.
Preto celé mesto je týmto mužom podvedené.
Philip comes in, preaches the gospel, great things happen, but Philip never dealt with Simon.
Philip prišiel, kázal evanjelium, stali sa zázraky, ale Philip nikdy nejednal so Šimonom.
Okay, now the apostles come into town.
Prichádzajú apoštoli.
Peter and John.
Peter a Jan.
And now they begin to receive the Holy Ghost.
Títo bratia prijímajú Ducha Svätého.
And when they receive the Holy Ghost by the laying on of hands,
a potom ako po vkladaní rúk prijali Ducha Svätého,
it just says that something happened.
Píše sa, že sa niečo stalo.
Now I wonder what it was that happened.
Čo sa stalo?
I suspect that they got some speaking gifts.
Zdá sa mi, že možno dostali dary ducha, dary jazykov.
They were speaking in tongues, they were prophesying.
Hovorili jazykmi, prorokovali.
In other words, getting the Holy Ghost didn't just give them healing and miracles and those kind of signs.
To znamená, že dary ducha alebo krst duchom im nepridali iba zázraky a uzdravenia.
And somehow Simon believed that these speaking gifts were even greater than the signs and miracles that were going on.
A Šimon si nejakým spôsobom myslel, že tie dary jazykov boli ešte vyššie ako uzdravenie.
He didn't try to buy the power to heal the paralytics.
On sa nesnažil kúpiť si moc uzdravovať paralizovaných.
But he wanted to buy this gift.
Ale chcel si kúpiť dar jazykov.
And he was a sorcerer.
A bol čarodejník.
And give me this power, he said.
Dajte mi túto moc, hovoril.
Verse 20. Peter's response.
Petrova odpoveď.
Thy money perish with thee.
Nech sú tvoje peniaze aj s tebou na zatratenie.
Direct literal translation.
Literálny preklad, presný preklad.
Your money and you will both go to hell.
Ty a tvoje peniaze pôjdete do pekla.
That's what that perish meant.
To zatratenie znamená pôjdete do pekla.
You say, well, Peter, weren't you being a little harsh with this man?
Peter, nezdá sa ti, že si na tohto človeka trošku prísny?
Wasn't Paul being a little harsh with this Bar-Jesus fellow and the way things he said to him?
Nebol Pavol trošku prísny na toho Bar-Jesusa?
Because you thought that the gift of God could be purchased with money.
Pretože si to domnieval, že si dar Boží môžeš nadobudnúť za peniaze.
Thou hast neither part nor lot in this matter, for thy heart is not right in the sight of God.
Nemáš dielu ani lotu v tejto veci, lebo tvoje srdce nie je priame pred Bohom.
By the way, if we skip the verse that said that this man was a believer and had been baptized.
Zabudli sme povedať verš alebo prečítať, ktorý hovoril, že tento človek bol veriaci a že bol pokrstený.
And I have to believe that Peter was fairly careful about who they baptized.
A ja som si myslel, že Peter bol docela opatrný v tom, koho pokrstil.
Remember, this is the same Peter that wasn't even going to baptize Cornelius.
To bol ten Peter, ktorý nechcel pokrstiť ani Cornelia.
In other words, they were rather exclusive of who was going to be recognized as a believer.
To znamená, že oni boli vyberaví v tom povedať o niekom, že je veriaci.
Now, one of the other questions that was floating through my mind today after this troubling dream was the question, okay, Lord, what is there in the heart of people that will receive all this?
Jedna z tých vecí, nad ktorou som rozmýšľal potom dnes, minulej noci, bola, Bože, čo je tou vecou v srdciach ľudí, ktorá pôjde za tým podvodom?
And I'm going to say something that I can't really prove, but I'm going to say it.
Poviem vám niečo, čo nemôžem nejakým spôsobom podložiť, ale poviem to.
It's just an observation that I'm making.
To je len nejaké pozorovanie, ktoré sa deje.
I think that there are two kinds of thinking that shall we say Christians quote unquote have about who belongs in the kingdom.
Myslím si, že sú dve a rôzne myslenia, aké majú kresťania v tom, že kto patrí do kráľovstva.
I'll use some words. I don't know if you have equal words in Czech or your language. We have exclusive and inclusive people.
Máme
those who want to include everybody and those who say there are few.
Máme ľudí, ktorí sú vyberaví a takí, ktorí by zobrali každého.
And I think to some extent we have to in some manner we have to think in both terms.
A do nejakej miery musíme sa na to pozerať obidvoma smermi, obidvoch perspektív.
On the one hand we have to believe that whomsoever will believe will be received into the kingdom.
Z jednej strany sa musíme pozerať na to tak, že ktokoľvek by uveril, bude prijatý do kráľovstva.
But when the disciples asked Jesus, Lord, are there few that be saved?
A na druhú stranu, druhý pohľad je, keď sa pýtali Ježiša, Pane, je iba málo tých, ktorí budú spasení?
He talked to them about the straight and narrow gate.
Hovoril k ním o úzkej bráne.
And he began to tell them to strive to enter in, for few there will be that will make it in.
Povedal im, že sa majú usilovať o svoje spasenie, pretože bude málo tých, ktorí tou bránou prejdú.
So there we come to, shall we say, a rather exclusive. Some are being excluded.
Preto teraz toto je ten pohľad, ten, ktorý je vnímanie, ktorý.
And I have found that it seems that the people that are that I know that are the most deceived by these kind of things that I was describing in the beginning.
A zdá sa, že tí ľudia, ktorí sú najviac podvedení,
are people who have an overbalance of let's include everybody.
Yes.
Thinking.
Tými ľuďmi sú tí, ktorí by najradšej prijali každého.
They have a great deal of thinking about the mercy and the love of God.
Veľmi často rozmýšľajú a rozprávajú o veľkej milosti Božej.
And by the way, he is a merciful and loving God.
V každom, nie je to tak, že by nebol milujúci a milostivý Boh.
But you see, we need a balance in our soul. We need to know all the other aspects of God.
Ale potrebujeme balans, potrebujeme vyrovnanie obidvoch strán.
We need to know that he is also a God of judgment.
Potrebujeme vedieť, že je aj Boh, ktorý súdi.
We also need to see that he is the same God that reacted with great anger at times.
Musíme si uvedomiť, že Boh reagoval alebo jednal s veľkým hnevom.
Fire in his, he's a consuming fire God.
Yeah. Boh, ktorý je spalujúci oheň.
Yes, he will receive anyone who comes on his terms.
Príjme každého, kto príde, ale podľa jeho podmienok.
But he also is not shy to say, some have not come in on my terms.
Takisto sa ale nehanbí povedať, že niektorí neprišli podľa mojich podmienok. Nesplnili tie moje podmienky.
And you see, brethren, this kind of thinking in the soul is going to open you up to all kinds of deceptions.
A takéto premýšľanie vo vašej duši, vo vašom srdci vás otvorí podvody.
Someday I was going to talk about this ultimate reconciliation deception.
Jeden z týchto dní som chcel hovoriť o tom podmienenom spasení alebo určitom spasení.
And for many years
bez podmienečnom spasení. Je to bezpodmienečné spasenie?
Let me define it a little better. It's a teaching, it's a false teaching that says ultimately God is going to reconcile everybody and they're all going to eventually get into heaven. Even the devil.
Falošné učenie, ktoré hovorí, že na konci vekov všetci budú spasení, dokonca aj diabol.
It's a false teaching.
Je to samozrejme falošné učenie.
And again, I've asked myself, why would people believe this?
Hovorím si, ako je to možné, že by tomuto niekto uveril?
And I've read their doctrines, I've read their literature.
Ja som si to preskúmal, preštudoval som tú literatúru, tieto doktríny.
And one of the biggest arguments that they like to make is, well, he is such a loving God, he just wouldn't put anybody in hell forever and ever.
Jeden z tých základných učení, tých myšlienok je to, že Boh je tak milujúci Boh, že by nikoho predsa na veky neposlal do pekla.
Now remember, we don't believe that.
Pamätajme si, ale tomu neveríme.
I want to make that clear.
Aby to bolo jasné, tomu neveríme.
And again, they twist the word of God to believe that. Well, I won't go into all that. I'm just saying, here's an example of where you can go off with this imbalance of what you believe in your soul, your mind, your thinking, your emotions.
Toto je až do takejto, do tejto fázy sa viete dostať. V tej nevyváženosti vašich myšlienok.
And so this is why it is so important, brethren, that you lay hold of the word of truth.
Preto je veľmi dôležité, aby ste uchopili pevne slovo pravdy.
I can remember one of the first times that I came face to face with this inclusive thinking in the church. Inclusive. Everybody, let's all get everybody in, you know.
Pamätám si, keď do cirkvi prišlo to učenie o tom zahrnúť všetkých.
It was one of the last years that I was working as an administrator, and I had gone to a fairly big place. I didn't work long there, but I was kind of finishing up, and God was going to be bringing me out of that.
Bolo to ešte,
administrator of a hospital and nursing home.
Bolo to ešte jeden z tých rokov, kedy som pracoval ako v nemocnici. A bolo to relatívne veľké miesto, to moje pracovisko.
And they were big enough that they had a chaplain.
A to miesto bolo dostatočne veľké, takže vlastne tam mali svoju kaponku alebo modlitevnú.
He was there most of the time.
Kňaz tam bol väčšinu času, ten pastor alebo kňaz.
And he was a Protestant from a denominational church.
A on bol protestant z denominačnej cirkvi. Denominácie.
He said to me one day, I'd like to get to know you. Can we have lunch?
Jedného dňa mi povedal, chcel by som ťa poznať. Môžeme si zájsť na obed?
I thought, oh, that sounds good.
To znie dobre.
Maybe this fellow's open.
Maybe
he's open.
Možno, že je otvorený.
I always like to think the best of somebody until they prove otherwise.
Ja vždycky najradšej sa na ľudí pozerám pozitívne, až dokiaľ sa neukážu inak.
So with great anticipation, I met him for lunch in the hospital cafeteria.
Preto som s veľkým očakávaním išiel na ten obed do tej jedálne.
It didn't take long, and he said, "So, tell me some of the things that you believe."
Netrvalo dlho, opýtal sa ma, povedz mi tie veci, ktorým veríš.
I said, "So, you would probably like to really know some of the things that we believe that might be a little unique from the way you believe."
A ja som sa ho opýtal, teba si zaujíma to, že čo je iné oproti tomu, čo veríš ty, však?
Sure.
Určite, to by ma zaujímalo.
I don't know how it happened, but I seem to have started off in Matthew 25.
Neviem, ako sa to stalo, ale začal som v Matúšovej 25. kapitole.
We're in the parable of the virgins.
Hovoríme o desiatich pannách.
I said, you'll notice that there was five that were included in and five that didn't make it in.
Všimli si, že bolo 5, ktoré boli múdre a 5, ktoré boli hlúpe.
I expounded on that a little bit.
Trošku som o tom rozprával.
And he looked at me and he said, well, isn't this doctrine that we believe, isn't this rather exclusive?
Povedal mi, nie je toto učenie také vnímajúce, trochu prísne?
And I'm thinking to myself, well, what in the world do you people believe?
Ja som si tak sám sebe hovoril, tak asi môže veriť on.
Well, my only answer was, well, here it is in the Bible. Why don't you tell me your interpretation of this?
Ja som mu na to odpovedal, píše sa to tu v Biblii, povedz mi, ako si to ty interpretuješ, ako si to vy vysvetľujete.
I said, I didn't write it. God did.
Ja som povedal, ja som to nenapísal, Boh to napísal.
Well, he didn't have an answer, he'd have to look into that.
Nemal odpoveď, musel by sa na to pozrieť.
So, in the course of time, I have been getting an education.
A počase, ako čas išiel, tak ja som sa vzdelával.
Let me look at a couple of verses from Matthew. And again, pardon me if you've heard some of these things.
Pozrieme sa do Matúša. Odpustite, ak už som niečo v minulosti hovoril.
Matthew 7:15.
Matúš 7. kapitola, verš 15.
By the way, aren't we in the Sermon on the Mount? in Matthew chapter 7? This is supposed to be considered pretty safe for just about any Christian, isn't it?
Nie sme náhodou v kázni na vrchu? O tejto kázni na vrchu túto príjmajú väčšinou kresťania všetci.
It's not supposed to be terribly controversial.
Nemala by byť až tak hrozne kontroverzná.
Verse 15. Oh, wait a minute. Let's start off in verse 13.
Začneme s veršom 13.
Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat.
Vchádzajte tesnou bránou, lebo priestranná brána a široká cesta je, ktorá vedie do zahynutia, a mnoho je tých, ktorí ňou vchádzajú.
Very inclusive, isn't it?
Veľmi široko všetkých zahrňujúcich.
It includes many, many people.
Zahrňuje to veľa ľudí.
Next verse. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way, which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it.
Lebo tesná je brána a úzka cesta, ktorá vedie do života, a málo je tých, ktorí ju nachádzajú.
Few means exclusive.
Málo znamená, že ich málo, že sú ľudia, ktorí sú vynechaní.
Now, by the way, you and I are not the ones who are going to decide who is included and who is not.
Mimochodom, my nie sme tí, ktorí budú rozhodovať o tom, kto je prijatý a kto nie je, kto je vyňatý.
But you see, God is going to include and he's going to exclude.
Ale Boh bude prijímať a vynímať.
Then he tells us how to avoid the snare in the next verse.
A v ďalšom verši nám hovorí o tom, akým spôsobom predísť.
Beware of false prophets.
Predísť tomu tej pasci. Dávajte si pozor na falošných prorokov, vystrihajte sa ich.
Which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves.
Tí, ktorí prichádzajú v ovčom rúchu, ale vnútri sú dravými vlky.
Who are these who come in sheep's clothing?
Kto sú tí, ktorí prichádzajú v ovčom rúchu?
He's got to be describing a type of ministry, is he not?
Musí hovoriť o nejakej služobnosti, o nejakom type služobnosti.
Why, what is the purpose of putting on sheep's clothing if it isn't to try to identify with sheep?
Aký je zámer toho dávať si na seba ovčie rúcho, pokiaľ sa nechceme pripodobniť k ovciam?
You don't put on sheep's clothing to go out with a pack of wolves.
Oblečenie ovčie rúcho si na seba nenáte, pokiaľ chcete ísť s vlkmi, pokiaľ chcete si ísť niekde s vlkmi.
You want to look like the other sheep.
Chcete vyzerať ako ďalšie ovce.
And so this is the first warning that the Lord is giving.
Toto je prvé varovanie, ktoré nám Pán dáva.
Matthew 24, again we've alluded to that.
Matúš 24,
verse 11. It says, and many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many.
A povstanú aj mnohí falošní proroci a zvedú mnohých.
Notice the word many.
Všimnite si na to slovo, všimnite si slovo mnohí.
By the way, who are the people in the world that are apt to listen to prophets? Who are the people in this universe who are interested in prophet ministry?
Ktorí ľudia na svete sa zaujímajú o počúvanie prorokov, o počúvanie proroctva?
Atheists?
Ateisti.
Hindus?
Hinduisti.
Muslims?
Moslimovia.
Unbelievers?
Neveriaci? Nie.
They don't care about prophet ministry.
Ich nezaujíma to služobnosť proroctva.
Jesus is talking to the church.
Ježiš hovorí kresťanom, hovorí toto pre kresťanov.
And when he talks of the church, he is saying many in the church will be deceived by false prophet ministry.
Hovorí v cirkvi, mnohí v cirkvi budú podvedení tou nesprávnou prorockou služobnosťou.
Now, brethren, I actually believe that the term prophet ministry here is includes many types of ministry, not just what we call the prophet ministry itself. The term that is used here called false prophets isn't just limited to what we call the prophet of the fivefold ministry.
Tento výraz, o ktorom sa hovorí, že sú to falošní proroci, tak to neznamená, že to nie sú iba proroci, o ktorých my hovoríme, ako v rámci 5-násobnej služobnosti.
In fact, the city of religion probably calls them evangelists.
To náboženstvo ich nazýva evangelistami.
Yeah. In other words, it includes any kind of public ministry proclaiming some kind of word or action that they're doing.
Zahrňuje to tú službu na ulici, akúkoľvek službu, ktorú robia.
What little bit I was able to watch of this thing, I didn't see any preaching at all. For that matter.
V tom, čo som videl, keď som sledoval toho človeka na internete, nevidel som žiadne kázanie.
What I saw was this fellow was going bam and he would knock people down and bam.
Tento človek chodil a ľudí povaloval na zem. Dotkol sa ich, ako keby ich povalil na zem.
And what I read on the internet is somebody asked him, well, what is this bam thing that you do when people get knocked down?
A ľudia sa ho pýtali, čo je to ten boom, čo robí, keď ľudí povalujú na zem.
And he said, well, that's my tongue of the Holy Ghost.
Aha, on pritom, ako tých ľudí povalí na zem, tak vždy povie boom, bam. A on hovorí, že to sú jeho dary duchov, dary jazykov.
Now, I never heard anybody speaking in tongues go bam, bam, bam.
Ešte som nikomu nepočul, aby v jazykoch hovoril bam, 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 boom, boom.
And here's another thing that grieves me. I don't know whether these things are happening where you live or if it's only in beautiful New York where these things are happening. But people are coming into our fellowship with these spirits.
Neviem, že či sa to deje všade, ale ľudia prichádzajú do zhromaždení s týmito duchmi.
They come in and when we start praising the Lord, they start going with these tongues.
Ľudia prichádzajú. A keď my začíname chváliť Pána, tak oni prichádzajú s týmito v úvodzovkách jazykmi.
I remember one woman coming in.
Pamätám si, ako prišla jedna žena.
And she would go shaka 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 shaka. Shaka 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 shaka. Shaka 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 shaka. Well, at the time I was rather naive. This was quite a while ago.
V tom čase som bol naivný pred nejakou dobou.
I thought, Lord, I don't think I ever heard a tongue like that.
Hovoril som si, Bože, ja som asi nikdy nepočul ešte takýto jazyk.
I mean, I heard a brother come in and he sounded like he was speaking Chinese, but it was a beautiful spirit and I didn't think anything of it. I thought, well, he's got some oriental tongue, that's all right with me.
Počul som, ako nejaký brat hovoril a znelo to, ako keby hovoril po čínsky alebo nejakým orientálnym jazykom, ale znelo to príjemne v duchu.
And the thing that's happening, brethren, is that we are getting tested more and more and more in our fellowships by these spirits coming with people.
A to, čo sa deje, je, že sme skúšaný viac a viac a viac.
And they're not all coming from New York City.
A nie všetci z týchto zhromaždení alebo s týmito falošnými jazykmi prichádzajú iba z New Yorku.
And I'm saying, brethren, the gift of discerning of tongues really needs to be stirred up in our fellowship.
A preto ten dar jazykov musí byť pozdvihnutý, musí byť zväčšený. Výkladanie jazykov musí byť rozšírené, musí sa rozšíriť v našom strede.
And I'm not saying that it's totally absent, but I think it's kind of been not used for a while.
Nemyslím, že vôbec neexistuje, ale zdá sa, ako keby nebol používaný do takej miery.
You know, it's nice to see new people come in.
Je príjemné vidieť nových ľudí prichádzať na zhromaždenia.
But after a while, we begin to get the impression that some of these people have been around. They've been around.
Po nejakej dobe sa nám zdá, že tí ľudia už chodia, už sú členmi.
They've been drinking at many waters. Getting a spirit here, getting a spirit there, getting something from somewhere.
Ale pritom oni pili z mnohých zdrojov, z mnohých prameňov. Tu prijali nejakého ducha, tam prijali nejakého ducha a tam ďalšieho.
And they come with such a tangled mess of spirits.
A prichádzajú s takým množstvom zmetku duchovného zmetku,
including doctrines that they have brought with them.
Zahrňuje to aj tie učenia, ktoré si so sebou priniesli.
And I feel sorry for some of the people.
A niektorí ľudia,
because some of them say, I really want to be a son of God. I really want to go into the Holy of Holies.
Pretože niektorí hovoria, ja naozaj chcem byť Synom Božím, ja naozaj chcem vojsť do svätyne svätých.
But these experiences out there in, I don't even want to call it the outer court, somewhere out there.
Ale tie skúsenosti, ktoré majú tam, a ani nechcem povedať, že je to na vonkajšom nádvorí, je to niekde skrátka tam vonka.
Have brought such confusion into these people.
Tieto skúsenosti im tak veľmi zmiatli.
And I hardly know how to deal with them anymore.
Že ťažko viem, ako s tým jednať.
Not only do they come with these spirits, but they come with a hostility. If you, the slightest hint that you're not accepting what they're doing.
Nielenže prichádzajú s týmito duchmi, ale prichádzajú aj s nepriateľstvom, ktoré postáva, ako náhle sa proti ním postavíte.
And I'm thinking, my goodness, they react so quickly, how would they deal with Peter and Paul?
Hovorím si, oni tak rýchlo reagujú. Zaujímalo by ma, ako by reagovali na Petra a na Pavla.
And so my next question I'm asking myself is, Lord, do we need to be more like Peter and Paul?
Ďalšia vec, na ktorú sa pýtam Boha, je, Bože, potrebujeme byť viac ako Peter a Pavel?
Strike right at the thing, right away.
Aby sme udreli rovno na tú vec.
But we've been a little timid.
Ale my sme boli trošku zastrašení.
We go home with this feeling on us that we've been contaminated by something.
Prídeme domov a cítime sa, ako keby sme niečím boli otrávení.
Are some of you understanding what I'm talking about?
Viete, o čom hovorím?
And I don't, you know, it's a challenge to keep these things. You give somebody, you know, you think the time of prayer, we should have liberty for all the brethren in the fellowship to pray. Should we not?
Myslím, že všetci v zhromaždení by sa mali modliť, že by sme mali byť schopní nechať otvorený priestor na to, aby sa bratia modlili.
And yet, when there's open liberty to pray, these spirits start coming out with their agendas.
Ale v takomto prípade niekedy sa stáva, že ľudia sa začnú modliť a tí duchovia, ktorí sú v nich, sa začínajú manifestovať so svojimi vlastnými zámermi.
Hidden and covered over by religion.
Sú zakrytí náboženskosťou.
And see, this kind of Pentecostal expression is going on out there in some of those churches, apparently, because it seems to be acceptable.
Niektoré z týchto letničných výjavov sa stávajú v cirkvách a sú príjmané.
Now, I'm describing, brethren, what I think that we have to face in this day and in this hour in our fellowships.
Toto sú veci, ktorým sa musíme postaviť v tejto hodine našich zhromaždenia, ktorým sa budeme musieť postaviť.
You know, it seemed to be more obvious when we first went into Ukraine.
Prvýkrát, keď sme prišli na Ukrajinu, tak sa tie veci stali zjavnejšie, očividnejšie.
We had some pretty big meetings when Brother DeSeo went with us.
Mali sme niekoľko veľkých zhromaždení, keď s nami išiel Brother DeSeo.
And some of the brethren would say to us on the side,
niektorí z bratov by si nás tak pozvali na stranu a povedali by nám,
that man sitting in the back, he's a KGB agent.
Ten človek, ktorý tam v rohu sedí, je agentom KGB.
And we think that woman over there is a KGB agent too.
A myslíme si, že tam tá žena je takisto agentkou KGB.
Well, the nice thing about KGB agents is they're quiet.
Dobrá vec, alebo tá príjemná vec ohľadom KGB je, že sú ticho.
They don't try to make like they're Pentecostal or something.
Nesnažia sa vyzerať, ako keby boli letniční.
And so you know who they are.
Takže viete, kto sú?
They know who they are.
Oni vedia, kto sú.
Amen. Well, let me go on with the word here.
Budeme teda pokračovať.
Verse 24 here in 26. Let me go to verse 24. Yeah, we'll leave off verse 22 because it'll... Yeah, Matthew 24. That'll get me going into something else. Verse 24. And there shall arise false Christ.
A povstanú falošní Kristovia.
False Christ.
Povstanú falošní Kristovia.
We went over this already, didn't we? But I'm still moved by this thing. Why are people following a false Christ?
Už sme o tom hovorili niekedy, ale znova sa mi to pripomína. Prečo by ľudia nasledovali falošných Kristov?
Why are they spending money for airplane tickets to fly to a place to partake of a false Christ spirit?
Prečo by si kupovali letenky a vyhazovali peniaze na chodenie na miesta, kde sa budú akurát cítiť týmito nečistými duchmi?
And false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, in so much that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect.
A falošní proroci a dajú veľké znamenia a budú robiť zázraky tak, že by zviedli v blúd, keby bolo možné aj vyvolení.
And verse 26, wherefore if they shall say unto you, behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chambers, believe it not.
Verse 26, tak keď vám povedia, hľa na púštie, nevychádzajte. Hľa v tajných križiach je, neverte.
Let's read that in Luke.
Prečítajme si to v Lukášovi.
You know, I like brother Luke.
Mám rád brata Luke.
So many places Luke adds just a little something that Matthew didn't have.
Na veľa miestach Lukáš pridáva o kúsok viac než to, čo Matúš nemá.
Luke 17,
Lukáš 17,
verse 20, And when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come,
a keď sa ho opýtali farizeovia, kedy príde kráľovstvo Božie,
now you see, this question here of the coming of the kingdom is part of what's deceiving people that we love that are not following the word that we're preaching.
Tá otázka toho, kedy príde kráľovstvo Bože, je jedna z vecí, ktorá podváza ľudí, ktorí sú
the people who are, they're not following this word.
Ktorí nejdú za týmto slovom.
I said it just to make it simple.
Som to povedal, aby to bolo jednoduchšie. Aby to znelo jednoduchšie.
In other words, it seems to me that they have some other kind of doctrine about the coming of the kingdom of God.
Zdá sa mi, že majú nejaké iné učenie o príchode Pána.
Something that is appealing to the flesh of man.
Niečo, čo je príjemné telesnosti muža, človeka.
About the coming of Christ and the coming of his kingdom.
Niečo, čo je príjemné pre nás z hľadiska počúvania, kedy by mal prísť Pán.
And he answered and said to them, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation.
A povedal a riekol im, kráľovstvo Božie nepríde s pozorovaním.
So one of the things that I've learned that is going on in the doctrine of these churches is that they believe that they are expecting what they call a great mighty revival move of God.
Jedna z vecí, ktorá sa deje v týchto denomináciách, je to, že čakajú na mocné prebudenie Božie.
And from my observations of talking to people that were receiving this man that I began to talk about,
a podľa toho, ako som pozoroval ľudí, ktorí prijímali toho človeka, o ktorom som vtedy hovoril, toho potetovaného.
This doctrine also includes the belief that a great man of God will come.
Táto doktrína takisto verí tomu, alebo učí o tom, že príde veľký Boží muž.
And he will come with great power and great signs and great wonders.
Príde s veľkou mocou a s veľkými zázrakmi a veľkými skutkami.
Well, this one failed. His handlers eventually pulled him in. Yes, he had handlers. There were guys that were overseeing this whole thing. It failed, in other words.
Tento človek,
this man, this television ministry thing failed.
Tento človek, o ktorom som vtedy hovoril, nakoniec teda neúspel a ľudia, ktorí boli niekde nad ním, niekde to všetko zinscenovali, ho znova stiahli a zakázali mu asi činnosť.
But I believe that same expectation is still in the minds and hearts of church people.
Ale to isté očakávanie stále v srdciach a v mysliach tých ľudí v cirkvi.
There is a longing somehow within men to find and follow a great spiritual leader.
V človeku sa nachádza túžba nasledovať veľkého vodcu.
And that, in my belief, is the spirit of Antichrist.
A podľa môjho názoru je to duch Antikristov.
This one was a little too obvious.
Tento bol očividné, že bol falošný.
And yet it amazed me how many Christians would follow it.
Ale mňa udivilo, a mňa preto udivilo, že koľko kresťanov ho nasledovalo.
And so Jesus is making it clear here,
Ježiš,
that his kingdom will not come with observation.
Ježiš preto jasne hovorí, že kráľovstvo Božie neprichádza pozorovaním.
It will not be things that you will see with your eyes.
Nebudú to veci, ktoré uvidíte s vlastnými očami.
It will not be a big television thing on God Channel.
To nebude veľká show na God Channel.
CNN will not be interested, neither BBC.
Ani BBC, ani CNN televízie. To nebude zaujímať.
If they say anything about it, it will be bad that they will say.
Čokoľvek o tom povedia, tak bude zlé.
They would try to destroy it, if anything.
Keď niečo, tak sa to budú snažiť zničiť.
It is not something you can measure or examine in any natural way of our thinking.
Nejakým prirodzeným spôsobom, nejakým prirodzeným myslením sa to nedá zistiť.
You see, when Jesus came with the kingdom first, when he came, the religious people all missed it.
Pretože keď Ježiš prišiel so svojím kráľovstvom prvýkrát, všetci ľudia, ktorí boli v náboženstve, si to nevšimli. Im to minuli to.
And I think he's saying the same thing here. That last generation of religious people is going to miss it again.
A táto generácia ľudí v náboženstve, náboženských ľudí, to takisto minie.
Now listen to this.
Teraz počúvajte.
Neither shall they say, lo here or lo there.
Ani nepovedia, hra tu alebo tam.
Lo, it's in Toronto. Lo.
Hla, je to v Toronte.
Lo, it's in Florida.
Hla, je to na Floride.
Lo, it's in Texas.
Hla, v Texase.
Lo, it's in Budapest.
Hla, v Budapešti.
Who knows, it might be in Hungary.
Kto vie, možno to bude v Maďarsku.
Lo, it's someplace in Germany.
Hla, nejaké miesto v Nemecku.
Lo, there's a man in Africa.
Hla, je nejaký človek v Afrike.
No, he says, don't say here or there. He says, the kingdom of God is within you.
Nehovorte tu ani tam. Kráľovstvo Božie je vo vás.
I meet you on the street. I'm a total stranger. Can you see the kingdom of God in me?
Stretnem vás na ulici a som vám neznámy človek. Ste schopný vidieť vo mne kráľovstvo Božie?
Well, I would hope you could see Christ in me.
Dúfal by som, že môžete vo mne vidieť Krista.
But just with a quick observation, you'll miss it.
Ale pokiaľ sa len tak letmo pozriete, tak vám to asi unikne.
Because it's hidden within us.
Skryté v nás.
Amen. And he said to his disciples, the days will come when ye shall desire to see one of the days of the Son of Man, and ye shall not see it.
A povedal,
that was verse 22.
Yeah, I closed my Bible.
Luke 17:22.
A učeníkom povedal, prídu dni, kedy si budete žiadať vidieť jeden z dní Syna človeka, ale neuvidíte.
And verse 23. Leave your finger there. And they shall say to you, see here or see there, go not after them nor follow them.
A povedia vám, hľa tu alebo hľa ten. Nechoďte sa za tým nežente. Nechoďte ani sa za tým nežente.
Now it doesn't matter who the them is.
Nezáleží na tom, kto je to oni alebo tým.
If the them includes me, don't follow me.
Keď tí oni, za kým sa nemáme hnať, znamená, že on je medzi nimi, tak sa za mnou nežente.
Brother stood up this morning.
And sa dneska postavil, dneska ráno.
And he said, look, I make mistakes.
Povedal, ja robím chyby.
In fact, I heard him say, I make a lot of mistakes.
A ešte povedal, robím veľa chyb.
What is he saying?
Čo hovorí?
Don't follow me.
Nenasledujte ma.
But who can we follow?
Koho ale môžeme nasledovať?
We can follow the Christ of the kingdom who is within me.
Môžeme nasledovať Krista v kráľovstve, ktoré je vnútri vo mne.
That's a safe one to follow.
To je ten, ktorého je bezpečné nasledovať.
Now, brethren, don't get me wrong. We are expecting something mighty and powerful to rise up.
Prosím, nepochopte ma zle.
In the great and terrible day of the Lord.
Čakáme, že niečo mocné a veľké povstane v ten veľký deň Pánov.
We are expecting a mighty manifestation of power.
Očakávame veľké zjavenie moci.
We are expecting authority.
Očakávame autoritu.
To be manifest.
Aby bola zjavená.
But I don't expect a great manifestation of look at me.
Neočakávam ale veľké zjavenie toho, že budeme hovoriť pozrite sa na mňa.
I was sharing with Roman when we first came into town, and I better finish with this.
A s bratrom Romanom, keď som prvýkrát prišiel, som sa rozprával.
That I had gotten an email.
Hovoril som o tom, že som dostal email.
And it turned out to be a very lengthy email because I printed it.
A bol to dlhý email, pretože som si ho nakoniec vytlačil.
And I'm not sure it really came from what I would call a Christian, even a Christian group.
A nezdalo sa, že by to prišlo od nejakého kresťanského spoločenstva.
It came from some kind of patriotic group.
Prišlo to od nejakého vlasteneckého spoločenstva, zoskupenia.
Some kind of homemade militia people that are seeking to preserve the identity of our nation.
Nejakí ľudia, ktorí sa snažia o uchovanie, zachovanie identity národu.
But what caught my eye was that they believe that the time will come when this New World Order people will begin to round up Christians. They said it in their email.
Čo v tom e-maili napísali je, že veria tomu, že nová vláda sveta bude doskupovať kresťanov.
But they also expect, because of their political positions, that they too will be included in these Christians that will be rounded up as enemies of the state.
A takisto veria v to, že oni budú medzi tými, ktorí budú prenasledovaní spolu s kresťanmi.
And they began to describe how they believe that there are lists that are being made now.
A písali o tom, že veria v to, že už teraz sa píšu zoznámy ľudí.
And they said, well, they believe that there are people that are code red, code blue, and code yellow.
A hovoria o tom, že veria, že sú ľudia, ktorí sú kódovaním, podľa kódovania, podľa toho znaku žltý, červený a modrý, alebo...
And of course the red ones are probably guys like me that are the most dangerous.
A tí červení sú pravdepodobne takí ľudia ako ja, ktorí sú najnebezpečnejší.
And they told that a retired, who is now retired, FBI agent somehow got hold of that list.
A povedali, že nejaký agent FBI, ktorý už odišiel do dôchodku, sa nejakým spôsobom dostal k tomuto zoznamu.
And he found out that his name was on the list. He was red.
A zistil, že jeho meno bolo na tomto zozname, že bol červený.
And then somebody else wrote in and said that they noticed these little round tags that were put on their mailbox or the post near their house that had these three colors on them.
A niekto hovoril o tom, že sa im stalo, že na ich skránky boli vylepené tieto nálepky v troch rôznych farieb.
And then they described a scenario, which I'm sure is a very old scenario, of coming and breaking your door down at 4:00 in the morning with some kind of SWAT team and hauling you off to some camp somewhere.
A popísali ten scenár, ktorý je nám známy, o tom, že o 4:00 ráno príde zásahová jednotka, ktorá rozbije dvere a zoberú vás niekam do nejakého záchytného centra.
Now, if you're a lukewarm Christian, you probably don't have to worry about that.
Pokiaľ ste kresťanom, vlažným kresťanom, nedelným kresťanom, tak sa o to asi nemusíte báť.
They wouldn't be interested in you as being among the first ones to be gathered.
Asi by ich nezaujímalo, aby ste boli medzi prvými, ktorí budú zachytení, ktorí budú uväznení.
But I laid the thing down and I began to think.
Ja som to ale položil pred Pána a začal som nad tým rozmýšľať.
Lord,
Bože,
if we're going to walk as sons of God,
pokiaľ budeme chodiť ako synovia Boží,
someday we're going to be faced with something like this.
Jeden deň sa tomuto budeme musieť postaviť.
You see, this is not new.
Toto nie je nové. Toto nie je nič nové.
This happened in Germany in the late 30s and 40s.
Stalo sa to v Nemecku v 30. a 40. rokoch.
This is the way Stalin carried out his business in the time when some of us were born and living, our generation.
Takýmto spôsobom sa choval aj Stalin, vtedy, kedy sa niektorí z nás narodili. Bol to v našej generácii.
This is not a new tactic.
Toto nie je nová taktika.
But it caused me to think to myself.
Ale začínam uvažovať.
Lord,
Bože,
am I in the place where you can put within me the power and the authority of the kingdom of God that we can resist not just on an out there basis, but in my house personal basis, that I can speak against these devils and bind their power,
Bože,
that they will not take the kingdom of God.
Bože, som na tom mieste, kde môžeš do mňa vložiť tú silu a tú autoritu Syna Božieho na to, aby som bol schopný
stát proti nepřítelům, nejenom venku, ale i při země, abych to si mohl povozovat témoji, který mě samotného
zkusí. Stát proti nepřátelovi aj vnútri, aby som vedel poviazať démonov, ktorí ma napadajú.
Now, I am not interested in self-preservation. That's not the point.
Nemám, nie som zameraný na seba záchovu, na záchovanie samého seba, ochranu.
I look forward to the day that we can lay our life down for our Lord Jesus Christ.
Teším sa na ten deň, kedy môžeme položiť svoje životy za našeho Pána.
But I am not interested in letting that devil have this earth.
Dovoliť diablu zobrať túto zem.
And if we are going to be among the sons of God, I am not interested in self-preservation.
Yes.
But I am interested. What did I say? I said it right anyway, didn't I? Yes.
So you are interested in saving this earth.
I am interested in saving this earth from the kingdom of Satan.
Zaujímavé to zachovať túto zem a zachrániť ju pred diablom.
Amen.
So that means that sometime and fairly soon,
znamená to, že niekedy, že príde nejaká doba,
we are going to be personally faced with this issue.
Kedy sa proti tomuto budeme musieť čelom postaviť.
Do we have and will we have the authority of Jesus Christ or will we not?
Budeme mať autoritu Ježiša Krista alebo nebudeme?
When the men came to arrest Jesus,
keď prišli a išli zajať Ježiša,
all he said was, I am he. And they fell over.
Povedal, ja som on. A padli.
He could just as well have said, I bind you, Satan.
Mohol takisto povedať, napomínam ťa, Satane.
Amen. He was the name.
On bol, to meno.
See, he said, I am.
Povedal, ja som.
And the power of I am.
A tá sila I am, to ja som.
They couldn't touch him until he allowed them to touch him.
Oni sa ho nemohli dotknúť, predtým, než by im dovolil, aby sa ho dotkli, aby ho cítili.
Is this not where we are going?
Nie je to miesto, do ktorého sa ideme dostať?
You know, first I was thinking, okay, they're throwing bombs around, and I'm going to have to rise up and say, in the name of Jesus, I bind this destructive power. Yes, I believe that.
Myslel som si na začiatku, že budú padať bomby a že ja budem hovoriť v mene Ježiša Krista, napomínam a zväzujem túto ničiacu moc.
But that power out there isn't here in my bedroom.
Ale tá
at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Is not?
Yeah.
Ale táto moc nie je tu u mňa doma. 4 hodiny ráno. O 4. ráno.
And I believe that we have, if only we could hear some of the testimonies of those that have gone on before us. This power has already been manifest to God's people.
Keby ste vedeli o tých svedectvách tých ľudí, ktorí už to zažili, táto moc už bola manifestovaná, zjavená.
I may be wrong, but I remember hearing one time from our brethren in Hungary that the power of God held back those that were coming to do mischief.
Pamätám si o tom, že bratia v Maďarsku hovorili, že Božia moc zadržala ľudí, ktorí prichádzali, aby hubili.
And I could go on.
A mohol by som pokračovať.
Well, bottom line.
Na záver,
I want to be in the fullness of Christ.
Chcem byť v plnosti Kristovej.
I want all that he has for me.
Chcem všetko, čo má pre mňa.
I want to follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth.
Chcem nasledovať baránka, kamkoľvek pôjde.
And I am very interested in seeing Satan defeated.
Amen.
And send out a loser into the abyss.
A je v mojom záujme vidieť diabla porazeného a poslaného do priepasti.
Well, blessed be the name of the Lord.
Nech je požehnané meno Hospodinovo.
Amen.
Amen.